Naboth said to Ahab, Jehovah forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to thee. 1 Kings chapter 21 verse 3, JND, valuing your inheritance. Naboth lived in an evil day in Israel. King Ahab had sold himself to do evil in the sight of the Lord, and his wife Jezebel was even worse, urging him on in his evil course. There had been a short-lived revival when the prophet Elijah had defeated 850 false prophets on Mount Carmel, and all the people had shouted, Jehovah, he is God! But the word of God gives no evidence that this wonderful confession really touched the lives of the people. They quickly lapsed back into selfishness and immorality, following the example of their wretched king and queen. But Naboth valued his inheritance, and that in such a day. What a precious and refreshing thought! In the midst of ruin, he was one who valued that which was given by God and would not let it go, even at the request of the king. Such faithfulness cost Naboth his reputation, and even his very life. But the last chapter of this godly man does not end with his cruel and unjust stoning. Can we not find him among those heroes of faith who underwent trials of mockings and were stoned? Hebrews 11:36-37. And will he not yet be numbered among those of whom Jehovah of hosts says, They shall be unto me a peculiar treasure? Malachi 3:17. As Christians, we have an inheritance of far greater value. God has begotten us again to an incorruptible and undefiled and unfading inheritance reserved in the heavens. 1 Peter 1:4. Do we value this inheritance enough to live in view of it, and if necessary to die rather than to renounce it? There are lots of Ahabs around who would offer us a better vineyard, or its value in money, in exchange for our inheritance. May we answer them in the words of Naboth, God forbid.